Right. The patient's last name is Manzano. First name Antonio. Date of visit is April 1, 2025. Next paragraph. The patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, but it was in 2013 in Afghanistan. First up, the patient tells me that one day he was repairing a large military vehicle. First up, he was on top of the vehicle. First up, he suddenly lost his footing and fell down and hit the ground. First up, he tells me that he hit the head as he hit the ground. First up, it was 8 to 9 foot high into the ground. First up, he tells me that he hit the head and he lost consciousness for about a few seconds, for about a minute. First up, when he woke up, the patient had severe pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, a patient to have severe head pain. First up, he was so confused. He was seeing stars. First up, a patient seen medical. First up, a patient was told to return to work after a few days. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was also performed many airborne missions. First up, he tells me that he was airborne and parachute landing for about 30 times. First up, the patient tells me for about 6 times. For 6 times, he landed on the ground, and hit the head. First up, he tells me they hit the head 6 times. So first up, every time he hit the head, patient would get confusion and disorientation, lightheadedness. Patient tells me did not lose consciousness. So first up, the next paragraph. Patient is currently having significant headache symptoms. So first up, he tells me to have migraines. So first up, he has memory loss. So first up, he has a significant memory loss. So first up, he has significant difficulty concentration. First up, he tells me that his orientation is poor. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's currently in between jobs. So first up, patient has been out of the military since 2015. First up, patient tells me that he's currently not working right now. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2013, a patient was in Afghanistan repairing a large military vehicle. First up, he fell down and landed onto the ground. First up, hit the head. First up, he fell about 8 to 9 foot tall into the ground. First up, patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation when he woke up. First up, patient felt dizzy. First up, a patient has significant head pain and focusing and concentration problems since then. First up, as a matter of fact, the patient is still having a lot of headache symptoms. So first up, he tells me that he has significant headaches on almost everyday basis. So first up, his memory is very poor. First up, patient has significant difficulty to concentrate and focus. A mock examination clearly shows that he has significant memory deficits, concentration, and focus difficulties. It is my opinion that the falling down and hit the head, resulting in headache, confusion, disorientation, now followed with the almost daily headache, memory loss, concentration difficulty, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. And it's verified as once again of the patient.